Houston, we have a problem.
This is bullshit. I'm not listening to this. You are insane.
No, you're insane. You simply do not have time for this crap.
I'll use small words so that you'll be sure to understand, you warthog-faced buffoon.
You shut your foul mouth!
Yeah, that's my message to you. Fuck you and kiss my ass.
You are just dumber than a bag of hammers.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
You are now tuned in to the Dusty and Heidi Show. What up, gang? Welcome to the Dusty and Heidi Show. I am Dusty Angel, sitting here with Heidi.
Hello.
Home girl, what is up with your gender, man? Let me chat
we
to the women.
We all fucked up.
Oh, let me chat
we
to
all
the women
fucked
real
up.
Quick.
We all fucked up.
If I may.
Go ahead. Proceed.
Women are beautiful.
We are.
You look at
I'm a little lesbian sometimes.
But you like fake gay.
I like them from the waist up.
Yeah, you can't either.
Waist down, I'm like, I don't know how y'all do it.
No, because there's a lot of bitches out there that are fake gay, but then if a real gay bitch is like, all right, then let's do this, they're like, oh, no.
Stop. Oh, no, I done it. I've been on the way, y'all.
She dived in that motherfucker.
But yeah, from the waist up, I love
you love
it.
Your tits and your face, a pretty
it.
Face, right?
The best is like when you're making out with a chick and like your boobs are touching.
That's pretty fucking hot.
It is.
That's
it
pretty
is.
Fucking hot.
But then when it comes to waist down, I'm all...
No, thank you.
I
no,
like
thank
dick.
You.
I like the dick.
Would a shemale be a perfect thing for Heidi? Like, real talk.
That's weird.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It's too weird for
you
me.
You would never...
That's too weird for me.
Okay.
It's too weird.
Just curious?
Weird.
Okay.
I've thought about it because I was like, I do love boobs.
Mm-hmm.
But attached to a dick? That's
no,
weird.
Doing it, huh? Okay.
I'm not that progressive, guys. Sorry.
A little too, yeah. That's sorry. A little, still a little too weird.
You know, the threesome was... That was interesting. That was... You know, I got both. So that was...
Yes.
You know, that was cool.
The girl and the guy.
And the guy. And they came here too.
Yeah, and then they came to Heidi's coochie. Yeah. Like, they said, that pussy's that good that we are coming 3,000 miles.
Yes, to the other side of the country.
Have
y'all.
You ever had a nigga fly that long to that far to get some pussy?
That was that's probably the longest. I've had some make some tracks. But that one, I was like, damn. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, New York. I see you.
But I just want to say, women are beautiful. And if you look at some old Polaroids, if you look at old pictures, no, just like old pictures. I know, kids,
old
you're like, what's
school,
a Polaroid?
Like,
Google it, motherfucker. Polaroid. Your sister posted a picture of your mother and some friends back in the day.
Fine,
your
huh?
mom was a joint, yo. Like, I was like, damn, I would have totally hit on her back in the 70s. And
mama
she would
have
been on it cracking. Like, we would have had Heidi. Like, I would be her dad. It would be weird right now. I don't even know how that works, but somehow I'd be her.
Would.
Yeah, exactly. But my point is, everyone in that picture looked beautiful, and it was like, okay, you get one chance. Like, this is your shot. You weren't fucking taking 17 pictures.
Nah, you couldn't.
You had 24 pictures probably
that's
in the
it.
Film.
Yep.
So you're like, okay, boom, there
yeah,
it is.
That's it.
And they look fucking beautiful. Think about, remember when you used to get go get your pictures at, I don't know, CVS or whatever? There were maybe two or three that you threw away. Somebody blinked or like. So you tossed those out. But you kept most of your pictures because you knew that one.
Even if they were a little jacked up, but they weren't like majorly jacked up enough to throw away.
Thank you. You still kept it. The cousin in the corner may have been blurred out a little bit, but you still kept it because you don't really like
don't
him that
like
much.
Him. I was about to say, he's not even important.
But my point is now everyone, all these girls, I don't see men doing it. It's not a men thing, but they're using these filters on Instagram. And it's making everybody beautiful. And I'm like, bitch, I know you are ugly.
It drives me crazy. Why would it look? I've seen myself in those filters. I'm like, hey, girl, hey, you know? Right. And if someone posts a picture of me with those filters, I'm like, it's okay. But I'm not going to do that is dishonest.
Yeah, you know
I want you to know what the fuck this looks like.
An hour after she worked on herself, not waking up.
This is 15 minutes. <Yeah. laughs> Thank
oh,
you.
Damn, okay. You didn't wake up like, hold on.
Just kidding, I did. No, I didn't.
No,
but
yeah. So if it's really fucked up for the dating game because I feel like, okay, I see this person here, this picture, and they're all filtered. And then
how about
I meet
the
you.
Ones that them hoes that make them look skinny?
That's fucking
that's fucked up.
Crazy to me.
You know what? This is what's great. I look way bigger in pictures. People think I'm chubby. Okay. I've had a lot of people think that I'm a bigger girl. Mm. And when they've met me, you don't even know how many times they've been like, you're tiny. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm not tiny, but I'm of smaller frame. I'm average. But I think it's fucked. I prefer that reaction, mm-hmm. you know, over like, you
damn,
know, if you're
bitch.
Like 2 tons
you
and you're
look skinny on the pictures, but you fat
like,
as fuck.
Where did you eat her? Did you eat this bitch right here? Because I want to know what happened.
And they call that catfishing, right? Isn't that called catfishing,
well,
I guess?
Well, no, catfishing is when you pretend to be someone completely different. This is
like
just...
what? Like picture everything?
Everything.
Oh, I thought like, it was just like you dressed yourself
no,
up.
No,
oh,
okay. like a completely different identity. Like you steal people's pictures and pretend to be that person. Mm. That's catfishing.
Okay.
So this is just the chicks that know how to do the fucking angles mm-hmm. and their titty. One thing, though, and I don't do this on person, not on purpose. For some reason in pictures, my boobies look big. I think it's my inner big-tittied
woman coming up. My nigga, I've seen many
up.
Pictures
yeah.
of you.
Yeah.
And I've never thought to myself...
Because you know me.
Okay.
Because you know me in person.
But you're like, oh, my tits, though. You got
no, I've had people that are... That they are disappointed. like,
like
listen, we need to have a talk, bitch. Like, I've seen the disappointment in their eyes. It's okay. You know, I make up for it in personality, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. But I've seen the disappointment in their eyes. It's okay.
That's great, dude.
You just know me, so you know I ain't got titties. you ain't looking okay. at that. You're like, nah.
Actually, you're right. Yeah, I've never,
you
like...
know me.
It's just like...
Yeah.
It's
you're just like, it's just Heidi.
Yeah.
It's just Heidi.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, but no, I and I'm glad that you're a woman that doesn't do this because it's so weird to me. Yeah. And then they put the little deer ears
that
and all
drives me
that.
You're not an animal. I mean, like, maybe you are an animal, right? And that's what you want to come across, but you're not a fucking cat or dog or whatever. No. Like, stop it.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if your boyfriend does any of those, because I do see guys out there, they put
no!
funny ears.
Oh, I have seen guys. But I thought it was more girls taking pictures of their boyfriends and doing that.
I have seen guys with, they'll even do the little dog.
Oh, no.
You know, the little Dalmatian.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, look in his phone, he looks up gay
no.
shit. He looks
listen.
Up gay porn. I'm telling you right now.
Right now that you said that, I thought there was nothing that could dry up my vagina more than watching a man get a pedicure. Mm-hmm. That right there, tops the list. Mm-hmm. If
come on,
you have
little
some
Dalmatian
shit like that,
ears, Heidi and Freddie. Hey, you want to date Heidi?
No, no, no. No. Right? Sandpaper, motherfucker, thank down you. There. Sandpaper.
Listen, guys. Listen.
Don't do it.
Yeah,
don't
no
do it.
Dalmatian ears.
Don't do it.
No.
You know, I'm already
Dalmatian.
Like a little like about guys that take a lot of selfies. I'm already like, bitch. If you take more selfies than me, we got a problem.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic brain?
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? I pay for the bed and never even slept in it. I pay for that crib and never stepped foot in. And now somebody else is eating all the pudding. Things change, now my dashboard wooden. All black Benz like a young Doc Gooden. Dark shades cause I'm stone crazy. Girl, we grown, stop playing on my phone, baby. All your childish attempts to make me angry fall short, which only fuels the rage you have because you have nothing. Understandable, I'm shining brilliant with 5 Brazilians. There were times I used to hide my feelings. Now I'm butt naked in a Lamborghini and motherfuckers can't see me. Wait till this chick see me on TV. I make this shit look easy. Who would've thought I'd hit you right back? Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you? Wonder why the fuck did I ain't call you lately. Some would say that I'm the symbol for sex, and others would hate, but I don't give them no breath. Go on a date, I'm at the crib with the chef, and that's me.
and you can order whatever. The specialty is white snake and underwear sauce. You could probably catch the summer where it's sunny next. And I understand it's only cause I'm popular. I'm getting tapped off in the front row of the opera. As Bocelli sings, the celly rings. I gotta go, you'll never know how good it feels to lay in bed with King. I'm not exactly flawless, but I'm gorgeous, just like a horse is. I know the thought of me succeeding makes a lot of people nauseous. Still, I'm on the back of the boat, taking pictures with the surface.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a bitch when I'm with you?
Get a paper cut on your tongue from a razor and a paper cup. I hope every soda you drank already shaken up. I hope your dreams dry like raisins in the baking sun. I hope your titties all saggy in your early 20s. I hope it's always snow in your driveway. I hope you never get off Fridays and you work at a Fridays that's always busy on Fridays. I hope you win a lottery and lose your ticket. I hope it's Ben and Socrates poop all up in your kitchen. I hope the zipper on your jacket gets stuck, your headphones short, and your charger don't work, and you spill shit on your shirt. I hope your tears don't hurt, and I can smile in your face. Cause my loss is how Delilah changed my locks to a fade. I hope you happy, I hope you happy. I hope you ruin this shit for a reason. I hope you happy.
Why you always all on my back? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta act like a...
All right, let's do a little bit of news. What do you say?
Let's do it. All right, kid story number one. Rapper with song sell drugs with a S and a Z. That's a lot of drugs. Gets prison for selling drugs.
No.
What?
What?
I don't believe it. I hope you're appealing that, Mr. Sell Drugs, because I don't find this believable.
Liar.
A Rhode Island rap artist whose songs include a
Rhode
tune
Island?
Titled...
They have black people in Rhode Island?
Rhode Island. Where I didn't even catch that.
What the fuck?
I was just in read mode.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you learn
Good
something
job.
New every day.
Rhode Island.
Black people in Rhode
How
Island.
How do you know he's black, though? Oh!
I'm just being racist.
Racist. Eminem ain't black. Bam.
You would think he'd be up.
Anywho. A Rhode Island rap artist who is not necessarily black... I just added that, guys. Whose songs include a tune titled Sell Drugs, again with an S and a Z, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for, you got it, kids, selling drugs.
Yeah, he was.
30-year-old rapper. Oh, no!
What?
Why is he 30?
Nigga, hang it up, my nigga.
Stop it.
Nigga, you hang
Stop
it up.
Stop it, sell drugs.
Nigga got beard grayer than mine.
Stop it.
30 years old, yes, that's right. That's not, that's stop it time. If you're not signed.
So the vodka kicked in a little hard, and I thought his name was Sell Drugs. That's the name of the song, even though I said rapper with song. Anyway. 30-year-old rapper, Montana Mills.
Oh, hold on, Heidi. Can we stop it, rappers with the fucking... The Italian mafia fucking names.
See,
I think
he might be white.
I'm Tony Montana.
I don't think he's black.
But that's the thing. A lot of black guys. A lot of black guys, you do that. They do the Italian name.
Sure?
I am 100%. Every rapper with Gotti.
Get in
or,
on this, guys.
Fucking all those names.
Yo, Gotti.
Dude, he's black as shit. And the Italians hate the blacks.
That's the only one I know.
Thank you.
Yo,
you
Gotti.
Go.
That is
Break
a rapper.
It up.
Right? Yep.
Yep.
Oh, I do like that song.
Yeah, Denise likes that shit too.
He pleaded guilty in October to drug trafficking charges. According to prosecutors, Mills, hey Lizzie, sold and delivered 3/4 of an ounce of fentanyl. Fentanyl?
That's huge right now. You know about fentanyl, right? Yeah, they're mixing it with drugs, and that's fucking killing
that just
people.
That doesn't sound very gangster.
R.I.P. Lil Pete.
That sounds way too pharmaceutical.
R.I.P. Lil Pete, man. They put that shit in all these, what's the Xanax and all that shit? It's really fentanyl pills, and they're fucking dying.
And 2 grams of heroin. There we go. There we go.
That's the hard shit.
That's a little more credible.
Yeah.
To an undercover police detective. Police also... Goddamn, nigga.
Sorry.
Slow down! Slow down! I can't read that fast. Police also seized an additional 1.5 ounces of fentanyl during a search of a home where the mother of one of his children lived.
They really wanted to put baby mama.
Baby mama in in there?
You know they wanted to put baby
mama in there. Man. Damn.
Mills.
Also awaits sentencing in Lebanon County. Lebanon County?
That's Pennsylvania.
That sounds like another country.
Nah, nigga, that's Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Where a jury convicted him of drug charges this past August.
Yeah, if I may, rappers, because I have a lot of... If you're not following me on Instagram, Heidi, I'm going to give you a little insight.
I am following you.
My Instagram is boring as fuck. What you want to do is you want to follow the people I follow on Instagram. Heidi, when you go home tonight, look at the, like, 300 people I follow. I'm telling you right now, I follow literally a bunch of legit pimps, prostitutes who legitly go out every night and sell their pussy on the street. I follow gangsters. I follow the filth. Like, and it's so entertaining on my Instagram. Don't follow me, of course. Throw me a follow. But if you really want some entertainment, follow the people
I'm gonna go
I
look
follow.
Up your shit now.
Well, I'm telling you.
Are there any like top ones that you're like, ooh,
I'll send you the names, my nigga. I'll send you the names.
Yeah.
Man, just pick any random black bitch with a tattoo on her face and you'll have entertainment for hours, Heidi. But my point is, I see niggas like Montana Mills, who has a song called Selling Drugs. And I see them on Instagram and they are posting. They're flashing money, hundreds of hundreds, and they're doing this, and they're posting their lean bottles.
So fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's like alerting the authorities. Please, come arrest me.
Thank you. You already know that fake hot-ass chick is a fake Instagram page, and it's really a cop.
Stupid.
And he's following you, and he's following your timeline. He says, I wonder if this guy's paying taxes on all these hundreds of dollars that he's fucking flashing on Instagram.
Come on, guys. Be smarter.
Yeah, no. I highly
especially if you're 30.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse.
And I guarantee Mr. Montana Mills, who sounds like an upstanding gentleman, I'm sure he pays his taxes, and I'm sure he's a great guy, Heidi. No,
I'm sure.
Probably not. No, probably not. Yeah, you're right.
I want him in my vagina.
That's bad decisions.
Bad.
You do not want Montana Mills. Ladies, if you ever meet a nigga and he says, yeah, I go by Montana Mills, run.
If he's 30 and older and says he's a rapper.
And he's a rapper.
You know, he's 25 and older and he's a rapper.
Yeah.
Run, bitch, run. Yeah. Run, bitch, run.
Thank you. Especially if he tries to sell you a CD. I don't know why people still try to hand me CDs. Who the fuck has a CD player? I'm like, seriously, dude?
Coasty, like.
Dang, yeah, that's about all. I'll roll my weed on it. That's about it. But yes, I have people like Montana Mills on my Instagram, and I know the cops are following it, and I'm sure the cops were following Mr. Mills for a very long time before he got caught.
Pendejo.
Just a guess.
Pendejo.
Just a guess. All right, Heidi. About this one.
No. I don't know what story is this. 3-2. Whatever. Next story, guys, because I lost track. You know, we got really into that story. That became very exciting.
I'm high as fuck, and I think Heidi's drunk over here. So this is going to make for an interesting last
half of the
show.
Ass drinks. Anyway, guys, doctors reveal full list of baffling items found in vaginas in 2017.
You know what?
Let's see if I've had anything stuck in my vagina.
Have you ever had
anything
that you would like to share with us?
I had one thing stuck in my vagina.
Really?
A condom.
Okay. That's normal.
That's normal.
That happens.
Like,
that's happened.
Get it out!
That's
but, that's it.
If I may share a little story before you get into this.
Proceed.
Because I don't want this to happen to anyone out there, Heidi, because this happened. And for you young guys, make sure you wash your hands thoroughly. I wash my hands like 17 times. I am so fucking, like, my hands are probably the cleanest thing on my body right now.
I swear to God, my shit's always cracked and dry.
I need lotion on my shit.
Yep.
I'm like, damn, nigga, you don't put, but I put a lot of lotion.
Yep.
But long story short, I was with my beautiful wife. She wasn't my wife at the time. She was my girlfriend, and we had just got done eating Mexican food, I do believe it was. And I had some jalapenos, and I was fucking eating jalapenos.
Oh, and I already know where this is going.
I probably had some salsa in between my nails and shit, right?
And
let's just say I didn't wash my hands properly, okay? So it's about that time we're like, man, we're full, we're high, baby, let's fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I start playing with her down there. And she screams at the top of her lungs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? What the hell's going on? And it started burning down there because I still had jalapeno and shit
in
my nails. Yep. And I was touching her vagina, and she literally had to run to the fucking bathtub, turn on the stove, put her leg up, and basically, I didn't fuck that night.
Damn.
Long story short. So, men, young men out there, I'm going to tell you right now, always wash your hands thoroughly before you fuck.
Carry a nail brush in your pocket.
Thoroughly. Thank you. That too. Yes. Get everything out of the... Because
I've never had that happen.
Really? Okay. Because the salsa likes to hide in your nails. Like the shit, the little seeds of the fucking jalapeno like that. And then it fucking touches your woman's vagina and she fucking screams. And I didn't fuck that. That's all I'm going to say. It didn't give me no pussy that night. She wasn't mad at me, but it just killed everything and it was a done deal.
He set her fire on. Mm-hmm. Her pussy on fire.
Yep. So back to the list of baffling items found in vaginas in 2017, Heidi.
I'm wondering right now if these bitches got some like stanky coochies. Because the number one, and not that they're in order of like most item, right? No, they're not in a particular order.
And this is a list compiled by the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. That sounds pretty good. And it's a database of emergency room visits, Heidi.
Oh, that's great.
So these are emergency room visits in 2017. And here's the items they found.
Scented soap.
Okay, that's understandable. I can understand a little bit.
Your shit stinks, so you're gonna put a whole soap in your coochie?
If you're loose and a little bit of it slips in there, okay, I can understand that. Let's go.
Deodorant lid.
That I don't understand.
The lid. Not like a deodorant stick, a lid.
That I don't understand.
Bottle cap. Bitch, were you opening up fucking bottles with your coochie? Mm. That's some Kegel muscles right there,
that
though. That's a strong pussy right there.
That I don't understand.
Penis ring with spikes.
I could see that.
Yeah,
it was sex gone wrong.
Yeah,
sex just like the condom. Yeah, sex like gone condom. Wrong. Fuck, it's inside of me. We got to go to the emergency room. Could you imagine Heidi fucking going to the emergency room? Because, oh, Jesus.
I have a sex toy up my coochie.
Oh, Jesus.
A ball. What kind of ball, though? What are we talking here? What?
Tennis ball or a soccer ball?
And why? What if they were those Benoit balls, though?
See, that's
understandable. Benoit balls, those are understandable, what kind of ball? Okay, this one baffles me.
Okay.
Bike reflector? For what?
She was playing with herself. You already know, right? Does that, as a woman, was she playing with herself? And
a bike reflector?
No, man. Maybe it was a shiny right out of the box, and she was horny, and she said, that looks good, and I'm going to put it inside of me. I don't know.
The next one, that one makes sense.
Okay.
Sponge. And the only reason that makes sense is because I know about, I've studied prostitution. And when they're, during that time of the month, the pimps will have them put up a piece of sponge.
A real piece of sponge?
Yeah.
Like, because they're not talking a birth control sponge.
The dishwashing sponge.
The pimps will have...
They'll have the prostitutes put a sponge up in there so that they can continue to have... So they can have sex while they're on their period.
And I'm the one that follows pimps and prostitutes.
Why'd you know this shit?
Man, Slimy P never posted that on his Instagram.
He don't want you to know that bitch on her rag.
Man.
It's a turn on.
No shit. Okay, real quick before we move on. So, okay. I did not know that. Because I understand the sponge, that the legit sponge that's for birth control.
No.
But is that a thing, maybe not necessarily just with pimps, but like in, let's say, poor countries, poor neighborhood, where people actually put legit sponges in their coochie? Is that a thing? On the underground? Have you ever heard of that? Because you deal with, kids, so I was just wondering if you ever heard of that.
No, I've never heard of that, but I've heard of prostitutes doing that, yeah. Hmm. All right, kids.
Interesting. Okay.
Next one. This one is weird as shit to me, too. Headphones? Like, you wanted your coochie to get in the mood? What the fuck? Got some Barry Manilow going on?
I feel someone with a deep voice, boo, boo, and you put it in your pussy and it like vibrates. I could see that.
I don't know.
Because we're freaky motherfuckers. And once again, I'll go back
to
what...
see how that feels on the inside.
I'll go back to giving Donald Trump a blowjob for $5 million behind closed doors.
But you see the vibration? That's clitoral stimulation. That doesn't make sense to me.
But see... Why headphones to get see what I'm hoping. I'm hoping they're not headphones like this.
Ooh.
I'm hoping they're the little earbuds. I'm hoping they're earbuds. Because I was going with the big motherfuckers, and then she made me think. I don't know. Maybe are they earbuds? Damn. But I'm hoping they're not big ass Hoffenweiser headphones.
Ooh. All right, hot towel.
A whole hot towel.
A whole hot towel.
And how big is this hot towel?
And I just don't see that that's comfortable going in. Huh. You know, the towel is textured. Hmm. All right, this one's fine. This one is fine. Phone and money.
Phone and...
What?
And are we talking change? Are we talking dollar bills? Was she a
that's
stripper
just
in a couple
lot of
of
bacteria.
Was she a stripper in the
that's
dollars?
That's all I could think of. That's a lot of bacteria.
That's fucking gross, first off.
Don't do it, guys.
The phone, because the phone, first off, people, shit, I'm taking a piss in the urinal and I hear guys in the stall next to me and they're playing on their phones and I'm sure they're not washing their phones. Long story short, the phone,
that's
I wash my phone
so
personally because I'm a germaphobe, but the phone in general is probably the most dirtiest phone.
It's
the dirtiest
disgusting
thing ever because guys are shitting and they're washing their hands,
they're right there on the
but they're not phone washing their phones. And their phone has fecal
and
matter
some of them
all,
don't even wash their hands,
all over that. Oh, God, I've done studies and most guys
so
do not
disgusting
wash their hands. That's gross.
So next one, clay. For the creative types.
Huh.
For little, the creative, for little, the artists.
Little ghost clay action. What's that ghost when they're making?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Candlestick. That makes sense.
Okay.
Phallic.
And it broke,
you know,
inside while she
yeah
was shoving it in her pussy.
I could see
okay
it. Lollipop. I could
once
see
again
that one too.
Phallic object.
Yeah,
yep.
And then like shoving it in
mm-hmm
his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Toy magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's phallic too, but
I could see that. I could definitely
it's
see that.
A little thin, but.
I could see that. Now, when I was a kid, I've talked about, like, because guys, boys, we, gosh, if it has a hole and it looks like you could put your penis into it, you will do it. As a kid, I
hum- When was the weirdest shit you ever put your dick in?
I would say the couch. Well, here was the deal. I talked about my Batman toy. I talked about my Batman toy. I had a Batman toy.
It
was probably, like, it was pretty big. It was maybe 4 or 5 inches. Something
did
like that, and
it
had arms and all that, and it had legs, right, guys? And when you, oh God, I can't believe I'm saying, when you put the legs together, there was a gap in between Batman's, like, where his
you
penis would be.
Batman.
Oh my God. And that gap fit perfect on my cock,
oh,
and
man,
I fucked that Batman as a 12-year-old. And
what happened to that
the
poor
gap
Batman
got bigger. Like, it literally got bigger, and then it
got
eventually
loose
broke, and then he fucking... I
destroyed Batman's pussy.
Yeah, I did. I fucked Batman, guys. So, if that wasn't weird, but then I did, legitly, I fucked a couch. And I'm not the only... I've heard this from multiple guys
what
just in interviews.
What couch was this?
It's just picture, not a leather couch, but a pleather couch.
Yeah.
And, you know how it kind of has grooves,
yeah, grooves
and shit, like in between the pillows.
And it looked like a booty to you?
It looked exactly like a speaker. And I got on my fucking knees and I humped the couch.
Where was your mother?
Full. She was at work. Oh, 100% at work. This was all... This
where
is
was
the,
your little brother?
The, he, school. This was something that I knew no one was coming home for hours. Like, everyone was gone. There's no, I could not imagine someone walking in on me fucking the couch to full completion.
I think he's going to edit this portion.
That's the shit. Two
you
full
see, we girls,
completion.
We don't do weird shit.
I've heard of girls humping pillows.
No, but that's involuntary. Like, I'm having dreams and I just wake up humping my pillow. I don't have a choice. Like, I'm humping my pillow.
There is a whole porn genre of probably don't even know that.
Hey, that's just for show. They get paid to do that. You guys, like, do this shit for reals because you're nasty.
We're fucking horrible human
animals
beings,
animales.
We are. What's the weirdest thing you guys out there have?
Yeah. Talk to us,
I
fellas.
I would love to know.
Talk to us, fellas. We want to know what you've humped.
Yes, I
please
know it's some weird shit. I know because mm-hmm guys, we're gross, and I don't even. I don't think I want to know.
I don't know.
If I want to know.
I do. I want to know what sick bastards you all are. I do.
You don't want to know what goes through our Heidi went over.
Sometimes, I mean, I wouldn't want to know if I'm like all into someone and dating him. No, I don't want to know mm-hmm his sick shit.
Yeah.
No. But I want to know all you sick motherfuckers. I want to know you guys'
God,
shit.
No, dude, if you knew what goes through our head on a consistent basis. Excuse me. I don't know. And I don't know if it's just. No, I know it's not just me. It's men in general. We're dirty
we're
motherfuckers.
All pigs.
But just example, when a sexy woman gets on the elevator. And there's three other guys on there. So it's three guys and a sexy woman. You would not want to read what is going on in each man's mind, Heidi, because we are doing the most disgusting, disturbing things to this woman who's just, she's an accountant, she's, and she's going to the fourth floor.
She's just going to work. She probably has kids at home.
Oh my God. We are raping her. We are bending her. Like, good raping, not bad raping.
You know what's funny? You say that, though. I was at a gas station the other day, and there was a blonde chick. She was like at the register paying. Then there was a guy in between us, and then, you know, me at the end. Well, the guy, he had obvious mental health issues, but he was like speaking his thoughts.
Ooh, that's creepy.
He was speaking his thoughts. So I was standing behind him, and he's talking about this girl.
Okay.
And he's like, and this girl in front of me, she has blonde hair, and she's very petite and very good looking, right? And he said, and I'm just like, what in the fuck, right? Well, then it's great because he didn't notice me for a good minute.
Okay.
Then he turned around, like almost just like wasn't intentional, just kind of looking out. And then he saw me, and then he slowly turned back around. And he's all, now there is a beautiful brunette.
Standing
behind me. I was like, oh my God.
So tell me about your new boyfriend. Is he treating you well?
He's,
I mean,
great.
You guys have been together
great
for a couple weeks now.
You know, we rolled down the street.
Why is it those guys,
cart.
Heidi? Why is it those
but
guys?
I thought it was awesome.
Oh, that's
but, and
funny.
I thought to myself, imagine if we spoke our thoughts.
Right?
How fucked up would that be? Because you know what? Women, you know this shit. You know you have. I fucked the shit out of some guys. You know you have thought some nasty. Listen, I have a few guys at the gym. They don't know this. But when those motherfuckers walk in, it's hard. And I think some horrible things about them. And I'm doing horrible things to them, and they're doing horrible things to
and
them.
And they're looking at you thinking
and
the
if,
exact
if
same
I
thing.
And if I spoke my thoughts...
See, you know what? You just revealed something. We need to speak our thoughts more, because you and that guy, Heidi, you're thinking the same thing. You're over here thinking, God, I want to fuck the dog shit out of him. And he doesn't even know you're looking at him, but he's looking at you like, damn, that bitch is sexy. I want to fuck the dog shit out of her. I would love it. And then if you guys got together, spoke your thoughts, see, speak your thoughts. And that goes back.
Be like the mentally.
That goes back to what you said about not holding back. I feel like that wraps it in a nice little bow.
Let's not hold back, guys.
No, don't hold it back. Speak like a mentally ill motherfucker. Just blurt out everything that comes out, and you may just meet your soulmate, because he may be thinking the same shit about you.
Oh, that's great.
Right?
Let's do it, guys. Let's
Bam. That's it, baby. That's
it.
Why you tune
Chaos.
Into the, that's why you tune into the Dusty and Heidi show, because we give you that fucking awesome advice when I'm high off of a brownie.
Right? That might get your ass slapped, but it might get you laid. We got to take chances in life, guys.
There you
we
go.
We got to take chances in life.
The most wealthiest, successful people take chances. Bam.
You know what? As Robert said, embrace the madness.
There it is. Because we're in a
roll
world.
Roll with it.
We're in a world of madness, and just speak your madness, and you just may find your princess. What are you? Princess Chola. I was going to say Princess Charming,
chola?
But you know, you're...
I am rocking the Chola lipstick today.
You are, homie. You're like a Chola goth.
Something going on today.
All right, guys. Thank
tired.
You so much.
That's what I am.
For
tired.
Checking out the Dusty and Heidi show. Check us out on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Just go to Google, type in Dusty and Heidi, and if you click on one of the first things that you come across, you'll be able to listen to our show. We thank you guys so much. Please follow us on YouTube. Our YouTube numbers suck. We really, really need you on YouTube.
I've been saying that for weeks. YouTube, guys. YouTube.
There you go, my girl. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Bye.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you did.